Democratic lawmakers are making another push to pass the John R. Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. The Senate Judiciary Committee held a hearing on the measure with a panel of witnesses both for and against.
I am here today to sound an alarm. For the Justice Department, restoring and strengthening the Voting Rights Act is a matter of great urgency.
Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark is head of the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. She spoke in support of the bill, S-4, saying it would close a gap in voting rights enforcement that was created by a Supreme Court decision. That 2013 ruling ended the practice of federal pre-clearance for states with a history of voting discrimination before they can make changes to their voting laws. Clark says the 1965 Voting Rights Act has transformed democracy, but progress is fragile and voting discrimination remains, in her words, alive and well in many local, state, and other jurisdictions across the country.
Since 2013, something has changed. The Supreme Court issued its Shelby ruling, and we've started to see states and localities interpret the ruling as essentially a green light to move forward with discriminatory voting measures. Mm-hmm. The department has brought litigation in Texas and North Carolina, and currently has pending litigation in Georgia, but this case-by-case approach has not proven adequate.
Democrats say the bill is needed in the wake of a wave of new state laws and proposals they say would make it harder for people of color to vote.
I mean, I think we're seeing the greatest attack on the right to vote since the Voting Rights Act was passed.
John Greenbaum is chief counsel with the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights Under Law. He told the committee it's critical for Congress to close a gap in voting rights enforcement.
Because of this gap, what you're seeing is legislatures and others using this as an opportunity to introduce measures that are specifically designed to go after voters of color. And this is particularly true in those states where voters of color can make the difference in terms of who wins and who loses elections.
Republicans blast the measure as a federal takeover of local elections. One of their witnesses, former Homeland Security Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli, is now chair of the group Election Transparency Initiative.
The place where these questions will be judged is not an objective set of professional career lawyers. These are literally the most rabid left-wing partisan lawyers you could find in the federal government.
Republican objections also veered into claims about unvaccinated, undocumented immigrants and unsubstantiated claims about schools teaching critical race theory to children. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas went even farther afield, questioning Clark over whether she believes Antifa and Black Lives Matter protesters are domestic terrorists.
You know, Ms. Clark, it is amazing that you're not willing to condemn people who are murdering police officers and firebombing cities because your politics aligns with them. But at the same time, when it comes to parents at school boards, you're perfectly comfortable with calling a mom at a PTA meeting a domestic terrorist. Ms. Clark, with all due respect, this demonstrates why the Democrat proposal to take someone with as long a partisan record as you have and to put you in charge of striking down any voting rights law in the country that you disagree with is nothing but a partisan power grab.
Democrats' moves to pass voting rights legislation face a tough road in the narrowly divided Senate. But Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware vowed to stay the course, invoking the memory of the late Congressmember and civil rights leader John R. Lewis.
I'll just say this. If John could remain hopeful, if Congressman Lewis could remain hopeful, oddly confident, supremely, even serenely at times, certain that in the end democracy would win out, so must we. Even at a moment when it seems so difficult, so even hopeless.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.